gave your only son, Jesus Christ. We just praise you, we bless you, because you alone are worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. Again, we just thank you for your love, the love of mankind. It's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So Lord, I pray that during this Christmas season, that your people would experience that love in a greater measure as ever before, and that love would go forth to the ones that don't know you, Father, that they will be drawn to that love, and that you will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to be reading the Christmas story, and then we'll have time for testimonies in the end. Luke 1:26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed with a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, the angel said unto her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said unto her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will receive in your womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and in his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be called will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, had also conceived a son in her old age. And now it is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handservant of the Lord, let it be unto me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And also Luke chapter 2, we'll do 1 through 21. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this census was first took place where Cyrenius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was also with child. And it was that while they were there, days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Imagine that sight. What great tidings. And the angel said unto him, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." And it was there, when the angel had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. I can imagine that they went with haste to find this child that was born in Bethlehem. But Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and as they had heard and seen as it was told them. And then 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child. His name was called Jesus, the name given by the angels before he was conceived in the womb. Jesus, the reason for Christmas. He came into the world as a babe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. David read John 3:16, but I'm just going to read it again. John 3:15-16, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a promise. We will have everlasting life if we believe in him. I want to close with, who is Jesus? He is the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the Lamb of God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the I Am. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Light of the World. He's the Messiah. He's the Deliverer, the Son of God. He's the Good Shepherd. He's the Anointed One. He's the Savior. He's the Resurrection, the True Vine. He's the name that's above all names. He's the Holy One. He's the Morning Star. He's the Prince of Peace. He's Emmanuel. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the Lover of my soul, Lord of Lords. He's the Way, the Truth, and the Life. He's the Bread of Life. He's the Living Water. He's the Redeemer, the Lily of the Valley. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.